One name would. One name one.
Snap. Blitz is on. Rodgers winds up rainbow. He's got time to the 10 to the 5. Yes. To the end zone. Touchdown.
Two friends.
Twice.
Woo. Too much sport.
Throwing, and it is a fingertip. Catch.
Put your hands together for Woo and Wild.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Woot and Why. I'm Josh Why.
And I am Josh Woot.
What's going on?
It's getting hot.
It's hot. Well, let's set the scene. Both our houses are busy at the moment. Yeah. So we're in the, well, it's sort of like a basement or a back area of my parents' news agency.
Oof.
So it's got awfully hot. Josh is probably hungover. We played some beer pong last night.
Did I lose at all?
No, you won, but you still drunk a lot. A lot of games went to the wire.
Yep.
What was in them?
Well, you gave me a little bit of orange juice.
I was designated driver, so I was drinking poppers.
Yeah, so you had just juice poppers. You were putting a little bit of that in each of my cups.
Yep.
Then, because they weren't full enough, people were putting a little bit of bourbon whiskey.
Jack Daniels.
That kind of thing. And then someone came along and added a little bit...
Super dry's
in. So that was a weird concoction, but...
Ugh, god awful.
Had to drink 11 out of the 12.
11 out of the 12.
Wait, is there 12?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, that's right. No, there's 10.
There's 10. So there's 9 out of the 10.
9 out of the
in
10.
In both games, because we went down the wire.
Yeah, but I nailed both last shots.
You
to
did.
Win.
So, look, Josh's Madden rating for clutch went up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Last
week we had our NBA draft. That's why our show was a little bit rushed and didn't have as much nonsense in it as usual. How did you think you went?
In the NBA draft?
Yeah. You landed LeBron.
I had the first pick, so... I was talking about this to you guys last night. I'm a bit up in the air about it. I'm not too sure.
I didn't like my team after the draft, but now I'm starting to like it a little bit more.
I think they grow on you.
They do. The team grows on me. I've got a good squad. We play daily lockouts now.
Yeah.
So I went for depth. I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
Proud of that.
Oh, good.
So let's get into some news.
All right.
All right. This is a little bit late, but congratulations to Peyton Manning on breaking Brett Favre's record for most touchdown passes. Absolutely just picked apart San Fran. 4 touchdowns, only 4 incompletions, just nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just continued that form by dismantling dismantling San Diego, and Denver looked good.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
35-21 winners on Thursday Night Football over the Chargers. Any takeaways from that game for you?
Nah, it's just, typical Denver, clinical.
Clinical. I really like their defense this year, and Von Miller is sack leader right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sack leader. He's looking really good. He just took DJ Fluker to town when he sacked Phillip Rivers.
Did you have a Von Miller bowl prediction?
Did I?
Can you think back? Or would it have been something more for Peyton?
No, I think I had something Von Miller related. Yes. I can't quite remember.
Check on that.
I'm going to check on that. I'm proud of that. I got a Von Miller jersey. I was going to wear it last night when we played beer pong, but it was just too hot. Those jerseys are too thick.
Yep. I wore no sleeves.
Yeah, the humidity was hot, just like Denver. All right, I'm moving on. By the way, 56 fewer games, Manning broke Favre's record. Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Darrell Revis sent home by Bill Belichick for tardiness. I'll do that in inverted commas.
That's always been a thing, though. Like
with Revis?
Not with Revis so much. That's just always been a Belichick thing. And I mean, there's no excuse. Turn up to training on time.
Yeah. You don't piss off Bill Belichick.
No.
He rules with an iron fist.
He's always pissed off. So I mean, pretty much you do anything.
Don't give him any excuse.
Yeah.
Well, the thing with Revis for me is, like, this is his last, like, not last chance, but this is, like, he's on a big money deal here. He can, a chance to hit big with a good season. There's always been concerns about his work ethic in the last couple of years out of Tampa and out of New York. Like, he could be great.
I know, but it doesn't seem to be any signs that he's not going to play, to full capacity
I just think he needs to like he hasn't been Revis Island this year.
Nope. He's had some shutdown games, but then the next game,
no good.
No good.
Yeah. All right. Colt McCoy is starting for the starting against Dallas Cowboys this week for the Washington Football Team. How do you think?
Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy. It is 2014, and Colt McCoy is still relevant.
We used to be a little bit of a fan of Colt McCoy. I don't know if it's just.
I just thought he was hard done by in Cleveland too early.
He was hard done by there. Then he was shipped around a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, good on him. He came in and replaced Cousins and played pretty well.
Got the win. Led the touchdown drive.
Yep. But okay, just say he has a solid game.
Yeah. If he has a solid game, that's good for him, I guess, because he could then become the backup, because Kirk Cousins is done.
Yeah. How funny is it now when you look back at Redskins trying to
get a first round? We were all on the Kirk Cousins train.
I know, we were. Yeah. And it was the first, they were looking for a first, second round pick before the start of the season.
They'll be lucky to get a 6 or a 7.
That's what they'll be after.
Yeah, ridiculous. Speaking of quarterbacks, Zach Mettenberger is named the starter for the Tennessee Titans. So Jake Locker's career probably for the Titans is done.
Oh, I'm not going to go that far.
They're closing the book on that.
They are.
Unless Mettenberger gets injured first play, Jake Locker comes back in. But I don't know. I think he's done. At the end of the year, I think they'll sever ties with Locker and away we go.
When Locker's healthy, which is rare, but when he's healthy, I think he's...
He's okay. He's missed some throws. He's not the most accurate quarterback.
Mm. All right. Well, to be honest, Titans just don't really have much relevance to me.
No, they're not really an exciting team. Quarterbacks again. Kyle Orton. Mm. Actually, that's not written in my news, but I remember writing it down. We'll talk about it now. Buffalo Bills touchdown drive to Sammy Watkins.
That was nice.
That was good.
I like Sammy.
Yeah, he's good.
That was... You know,
he was shut down by Revis. He was one of the ones that was...
It came a little bit into the season before we started to shine.
Yep.
Maybe it was because of Orton. You think? Or
yeah.
I don't know. But
while we're shrugging, we're on a podcast.
Everyone is finally seeing why he was drafted so high, why the Bills went up and got him.
Yep. Some key injuries to wide receivers this week, which is a bit annoying for people's fantasy lineups. AJ Green's in doubt. Megatron's a game time decision, and that's going to be a early game as well, which is going to frustrate a lot of people. And Reggie Wayne is out for probably 2 weeks, so not good for them. Their replacements, though, for each team.
Yeah.
Mohamed Sanu has stepped up for AJ Green.
Definitely.
Golden Tate has been amazing. There's even some tiny whispers of a potential Megatron trade. Did you hear that?
I reckon they could get stacks for it.
He could.
Imagine that.
Yeah. You'd be nuts to get rid of him.
You'd be nuts to get rid of him, but then what could... Depends on what you could get for him.
Yeah, that's true. All right, and Reggie Wayne, well, you got Dante Moncrief there and Hakeem Nicks, but Moncrief, I think, is the better of the two.
You think that it'll just be like next man up? And it'll be Hakeem Nicks, or you think
I think we'll see a lot more Moncrief than people are expecting.
Yeah?
I think if you're in a deep, deep league, pick up Moncrief. I picked him up in the Stonecutters.
Yep.
Yeah, I think he can impress.
That is a deep, deep league.
It is a deep league. By the way, I had Juwan Thompson in that league on my bench. 2 touchdowns.
Ouch.
I know. All right, Lamar Woodley, torn bicep, out for the season. Would that probably be the worst free agent signing of the year?
No. Yeah. I'm nodding.
Okay, so, yep. All right, trade rumours. Vincent Jackson potentially up for trade. Where would you like to see him go?
Where would I like to see him go? A lot of places. If I was a team, right, I don't think I'd be going after Vincent Jackson, though, unless I was really, really struggling.
Depends what the Tampa are asking for.
Yeah.
I think New England could do with him. Yeah, but he's not quite the deep threat that they need.
They've never been a team to go out and get a big wide receiver, though.
Nah. Not like... Yeah. I'm not sure. I just think when I think of wide receiver, or a team that needs a wide receiver, I think of New England.
I think maybe Kansas City could do with someone. Dwayne Bowe has actually been,
pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Maybe Carolina.
Carolina?
But then again, because Kelvin Benjamin's been playing out of his skin.
Yeah.
But then... You know, people are just going to start shutting him down soon enough. Double team.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It gets tough. All right, Akeem Ayers was traded to New England for, like, I think they swapped picks.
Yeah, that's actually, like, I think that's smart business by...
Yeah, of course, Akeem Ayers, typical of Patriots linebackers, is coming off knee injuries. So, questionable pick, but he was stuck behind a lot of linebackers in Tennessee and wasn't getting much run. Gerard Mayo was being put on IR, so they needed someone to maybe fill that void and be an impact player and
stop the run.
Yeah, give that a go. And some sad news. Michael Sam released from the Dallas practice squad.
I'm still a big Michael Sam fan.
I know you are.
I still think he has a future in that.
Yeah, I think he'll play some CFL and then he'll end up in a training squad next year.
Yeah?
Yeah. But it just is an important point for especially Australian viewers, how hard it is to get into the NFL for Jarrad Hayne. He was SEC Defensive Player of the Year coming out of into the draft.
Before the whole Michael Sam everything started with him coming out, etc., there was talk of him possibly going in the third round of the draft. Then he, you know, got picked just before the end. Yeah. And now he's not even on a practice.
I don't think he slid because of the coming out thing. There was question marks at him at the Pro Bowl whether he was too big to be a defensive end. Too big to be an outside linebacker and too small to be a defensive end.
Yeah.
He was sort of that in-betweener size, and he didn't have a good showing. But in the preseason, he showed glimpses of why he was SEC Defensive Player of the Year.
Yep.
So it's very tough. Hopefully he finds a home somewhere. Because the NFL needs some good news after the year it's had with Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson and that all that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
All right, time for our weird web story.
You gotta get out of here. This is crazy. You're so weird.
No. You're really weird.
You're so weird.
All right, our weird web story. Are you ready to get political?
Let's get political. Political.
Oh, God.
Just came to me.
That came to... That was not planned. All right, we're not going to force politics on you. We're not Q&A. But Seattle Seahawks... This is the article from Dan Carson on Bleacher Report. The headline, Pete Carroll told a reporter he knows how to properly pacify Iraq. Seattle Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll believes that he could invade Iraq without taking a single casualty. A Tuesday article by Seattle Times reporter Jerry Brewer addressing the Percy Harvin trade to the Jets and Carroll's belief in his ability to change... People begins with a bizarre tangent about the U.S. involvement in the Middle East. Carroll's remarks per Brewer. Okay, let me give you an illustration. Let's say after all that stuff we heard about what was going on in Iraq, we sent 10,000 people to Iraq as peacefully as we could go, and wherever they would let us go. Basically, he thinks that he...
could send a buttload of people over there and talk everyone down.
Yeah, so Carroll told Brewer that he thought he could get the job done with 1,000 peace workers. Give me 1,000 peace workers that would go over and just do that. Just listen and talk. Think of what we could have done as opposed to killing hundreds of thousands of people, whatever we did, and we leave the wrath of what we did.
That is one of the weirdest web
stories. It's just like utterly, utterly bizarre. Just out of nowhere, Pete Carroll comes in with some left field, like...
Yeah.
Political war remarks.
I mean, he must be a pretty peaceful guy. I mean, he did... There was a little, you know, locker room scuffle, and he just traded away Harvin. So
yeah. Pete Carroll, I think... When I think of Pete Carroll, I think in the off-season, he wears, like, hemp jeans and goes and does yoga and, like, in a Zen temple. Do you picture that?
No.
I picture that.
No.
No?
You can picture that all you want.
He might braid his hair maybe a little bit. Just, I don't know.
Yeah, he might grow it long.
He might?
He might.
He might grow it long. Well, we'll move on.
Grey dreads.
Why not?
Pete Carroll with the grey dreads.
Yeah, so that was just so bizarre when I woke up and saw that alert on my phone. I was like, that has to be the weird web story.
That's
and it probably got topped by an even weirder one. All right, this one is a bit far from politics. Porn star Lisa Ann, she's a 43-year-old porn star, adult film star, let's be nice. She's also a fantasy football analyst for Sirius XFM Radio. She's actually pretty good on that, I'm not going to lie.
All right, keep going.
Anyway, she was spotted at a Knicks game with an 18-year-old receiver from Notre Dame, Justin Brent, and apparently they're dating. So the article was released by Deadspin. We'll credit Kevin Draper. They posted a selfie. Just, I'm going to show you the selfie, Josh.
Oh, damn.
Wow, okay.
Can we post that on our...
Yeah, we'll post it on our Facebook page and on Twitter. Basically, the comments are really funny. Sport Mentor, so maybe similar, maybe that's Sportrepreneur, yeah, under a false name. He said he's fulfilling his Catholic schoolboy fetish. Someone said things got awkward when talking about their favorite position as they both answered receiver.
Thank you, internet.
Thank you. There were some really good football puns. Thankfully, Brett is used to three and outs, not to mention the double pump.
God.
I'd like to make a tight end joke, but it wouldn't be relevant in her case. So there's some really... If you guys don't follow Deadspin on Facebook or Twitter, I'd recommend it. Some replies to these articles are just... Like, I'm in tears like reading some of these. All right, we'll move on before we recap week 7. I want some real MVP.
Real MVPs?
Yeah.
Did we do the real MVP last week?
We did.
Who did we say?
Oh, man.
Didn't we
it's
both?
It's a long
oh,
time.
Oh, no, we both said it was Jared.
You had Jared Hayne. I had Pete Carroll for trading Percy Harvin.
All right. I don't think I can go past Peyton. Are you going to say Peyton?
No, I'm not going to say Peyton.
Well, I think it has to be Peyton.
Yeah?
I don't think there's anyone else that could be. No one can top that. Well, do you think anyone can top beating the all-time touchdown record?
I don't think anyone can. Matt Stafford throws a lot of passes, but, man, he's not good enough to hang around that long. He's not that good of a quarterback.
The record will eventually be broken. It could be 20 years, but, I mean...
Andrew Luck?
Maybe.
I don't know. He's incredible. Like, people... turn it into a debate all the time about is he the best. Just stop and relax and watch.
Yep.
Just enjoy it. Like, this is an era where we were watching, like, Rodgers, Brees, Brady, and Manning. Like, they're just four, and now we've got these other younger guys. Like, they were just gifted to watch these guys play.
Yep.
And the way he took apart San Fran, like, that was as good as... That throw he took to Demaryius for a touchdown, I think he'd already gotten the record. It was the next one.
Yeah.
It was just... a good a pass I've ever seen him throw. And then the one to Emmanuel Sanders against San Diego, rolling out of pocket in the red zone. That was beautiful.
Sanders looks good.
He looks really, really good.
He's much more than a deep threat, like Steelers were using.
Yeah. I don't want to be too Broncos themed here, but my real MVP is Von Miller. He tore his ACL late last year.
Mm.
He's come back. It took him a while to get going, but now he leads... That's how good it is. He leads the league in sacks after playing minimal snaps to start the year. And every time he sacks, he just does an incredible dance. And I love it. I love him. And it's good that he's back. And if he can stay healthy with DeMarcus Ware there, TJ Ward, Bradley Roby, Harris, that defense is
looking good. I love Chris Harris, by the way.
Yeah. So underrated just so good. So good. And... shout out, speaking of corners, I didn't want to be too Broncos heavy, so I'm going to shout out Vontae Davis.
So, your team.
My team. Seriously, so underrated as a corner. Leads the league in Pro Football Focus rating at the corner. They shut out the Bengals, but we're going to get to that now.
Give yourself a pat on the back, Vontae.
Yeah, come on, Vontae. I know you listen.
Long time listener.
Yeah. Vernon hates the show.
For obvious
reasons.
You bagging me out every week.
If there is ever a family more divided over this show, it's the Davis family.
Oh, God.
All right, week 7 recap. The Falcons demolished by Baltimore 29-7.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Falcons done for the year?
I don't know if they're done yet, but their O-line's horrible.
They're up to their third center, and it's an undrafted free agent rookie. So it's not even a guy that's played in the league before.
Yeah.
I'm sticking a fork in them. They're done. They've got a tough... couple of games.
We've
got a late customer just trying to hop into this shop here. Look, guys, if you want to listen to the show, take a ticket, wait in line, sit down, enjoy the show.
Download it like everyone else.
Yes, please. And give us a rating on iTunes. and follow us on Twitter. All right? We don't ask much.
We don't.
We don't. All right, don't get angry now. All right. Settle. All right, we're good. We're good. Yeah, I'm sticking a fork in the Falcons. They're done. They are done. Get rid of them. That division is horrid.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that later on. Baltimore, though, are they in the box seat for the AFC North?
Yeah, I think it looks like it. I mean, Steve Smith's quietened down a little bit since pretty much since Carolina.
I think they're looking for Torrey Smith a lot, trying to make their passing game not one-dimensional.
If at the start of the year, I would have said that Torrey Smith was gone. He was irrelevant, but, you know, he's coming back now.
For those that hung on to him in their fantasy leagues, well done.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to hang on to a player going so bad for so long.
Who was it, David?
David in our league.
Yeah.
Well done. What about the Rams? Two trick plays?
Wow.
That should have been our MVP, I think. The Rams special teams.
That trick play.
That punt. Have you ever seen a better punt return? Or you'll say Deshaun's it. The miracle.
That is the best punt return. I'm not even going to say anything.
Yeah.
And that included a fumble, and he still did.
That was incredible. But in terms of this year,
That's it.
It's the best punt return, but it's not the best play from special teams.
No, what is the best?
Pat McCaffrey recovering his own onside kick.
How?
That was incredible.
It was an onside kick.
He's done three. That was incredible. So the Rams upset Seattle 28-26. And Johnny Hecker with the 15-yard pass to Benning Cunningham.
Yep.
Nice. The Colts shut out Cincy 27-0. We mentioned this. Their defense is just dominant. Vontae Davis is really killing it. Bjorn Werner is fulfilling his first round value in Robert Mathis's absence.
How much is AJ Green's absence hurting? Stacks.
Yeah, he is the pivotal guy. Mm-hmm. Like in terms of wide receiver, like value
to a team.
Yeah. Like, the Lions are still going okay without Megatron, but you take AJ out of Cincy.
It was always the first read. Dalton turns right, looks for AJ Green.
Yeah. He just has an ability to get open, and even when he's covered, he has an inability to make a catch. How many times have you seen AJ Green, like, juggle over someone and catch it?
Yep.
He's just, like, he's so good, but he's still, like, underrated. People just still rave about Julio Jones.
Yep.
Whereas AJ Green, just because he plays for the Bengals and they're sort of boring to watch, he just keeps making plays.
I know. Just keeps doing it.
It's incredible.
Actually, speaking of good catches, they've already played a game. Actually, no, they haven't played a game since. That was the Broncos.
Yeah.
49ers last week, Anquan Boldin. Did you see the catch where he was like falling backwards like this?
No. Was it better than DeAndre Hopkins' one that we played?
No, it wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't an acrobatic catch. It was kind of the catch that you had to. You would be like, oh, he can't catch that. His body's too distorted. Kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
And he was kind of like, no one can see what I'm doing right
now. Oh, I can, so.
But, you know, he was pretty much
hunched over. So you just, like, himself. Physically, like, thought he could not make that
catch.
You
can't make that. And then he caught it with his fingertips, and I just clapped. I was at work watching this.
Shout out to Westpac.
Woo!
All right, the Jags, first win. Dominant. Just Cleveland, are they back to the same old Cleveland that we've grown to know and be disappointed by?
I know we like Hoyer, but
that was his worst game. Dude, as a starter.
Hoyer looked crap.
I'm still all Hoyer, everything.
I'm still all Manziel, bring it on.
Yeah, that was my next question. Where's Johnny? Where's Johnny?
Picked him up in the deeper league. Picked him up in the Stonecutters league.
Was he dropped?
He was dropped.
Oh, wow, okay.
Picked up Manziel.
Ballsy.
I think it's not too far away. Just, if they have another game like that.
I've got the best rookie quarterback in that league, Blake Bortles.
I
just winked at you on a podcast. I don't even know why I did that.
All right, you made the noise of the wink.
I did, yeah. That's cool.
Everyone knows what happened.
Yeah, how long do you think? If Hoyer keeps playing like that.
If Hoyer has a shocking week this week, I think Manziel will be in the next week after.
Luckily, they got a matchup against Oakland that's winnable.
You know what? That's even more reason.
If he loses to Oakland, as much as it pains me to say it, you need to bring Manziel in.
Yeah, I think the Browns now look smart not extending Hoyer's contract.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We apologize for the disturbance in the background. As I said, we are in a dire need
of... Now it sounds like someone's trying to dig their way in under the walls.
Look, we've barred the windows up because of crime in the area. If they resort to digging, and if they can dig up through concrete, they can take whatever they want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can be on
that's
the podcast.
Your reward. Yeah.
They can be on the podcast.
You can have a guest spot. Yeah. All right. We mentioned it briefly before, but King Kyle, as I labeled him. Kyle Orton, touchdown pass as time expires to Sammy Watkins to seal the comeback win.
Yeah.
What do you reckon of Uncle Rico? You look like Uncle Rico.
Stop calling him. No, I like Kyle Orton. I mean, I was really impressed with his intercept last year to Boykin to send the Eagles through the playoffs. Yeah, no, but I think now Bills have made the right move, sitting EJ behind it.
They're averaging 90 more passing yards a game, so, and they've got wins. So.
However, Fred Jackson, CJ... Oh. Now it's up to what? Antonio.
Who do you think will? We've got a question in the mailbag. Let's just answer it now. Who do you think going forward should get the most carries for Bryce Brown or Antonio Dixon?
I honestly think it needs to be a split. I think there's still.
I think you've traded a mid-round pick for Bryce Brown. You've got to give him a go.
Yeah. However, I still think they could do the same thing that they're already doing with Fred Jackson and CJ. I think
so. Dixon becomes Fred Jackson. And,
yeah.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah, I think that could happen.
Yeah, I like that.
However, as a former Philly player, Bryce Brown, I didn't really want to get rid of him, but then...
Yeah, not a bad backup, but Darren Sproles has been pretty good.
Yep.
Pretty good. The Dolphins, another win for the team of the podcast.
What a choice.
What a great choice.
Yeah. We doubt ourselves.
What a good win over the Bears. We did not pick the Dolphins. We should have faith in our own team.
You can't.
Look, to be honest, I was going to tip him, but I was behind you in the tipping column, and I was like, I'm not falling behind again.
No.
Where'd
you get
up? I got one up. We had one different.
Did you tip? I thought you tipped
the... I tipped Washington, and you tipped the Titans.
I thought you tipped the Texans over the Steelers.
No.
No?
I don't think so. We'll double check. I don't have the sheet, but I've marked it. If not, we tied.
I thought you tipped the Texans.
No, I was going to, remember? And then I changed the Steelers. I was like, talking all about the Texans. I was like, you know what? Ryan Fitzpatrick. And then I picked the Steelers.
Yeah.
But the Dolphins, look, Tannehill had his best game in the laser offense, played some read option, completed his first 14 passes, connected well with Wallace. And Jarvis Landry has replaced Brian Hartline already. That took a little bit longer than I imagined because I liked Jarvis Landry coming out of LSU.
Yeah.
Charles Clay finally got involved, starting to have it. My boy, I like Charles Clay. Cost me a few.
Your boy. You drafted him, dropped him, then cost you waiver points to get him back.
No, I got him for zero.
Really?
Yeah. No points.
Take that back.
Yeah. And then basically, so they dismantled the Bears, and the Bears, it caused an implosion in the locker room. Brandon Marshall and Jay Cutler coming to the words. It's not looking good.
Who are they playing this week, the Bears?
The Bears are playing... the Patriots.
That's right.
Do you know what? Wouldn't surprise me if the Bears come out and just win.
No.
Just smash them.
I don't even think it... Like, they could just turn it up.
Yeah.
I think they'll play well.
I think the criticism for Cutler is a little bit unfair. He's actually completing his passes, like, high percentage and less...
It's more the Tony Romo-esque brain spasms that gets the Bears.
And Romo's eliminated them since week one and Cutler hasn't, but... I think Cutler's still the answer there. I think they're in major trouble to make the playoffs, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
With the Lions and Packers ahead, and then you've got Arizona and that division fighting for playoff spots, and Philly and Dallas.
Yeah.
So I don't think they are going to make the playoffs.
At the start of the year, though, you're just...
Well, you had them in your bracket, I believe.
I had them
as
a wild card.
Yeah. I don't think I did, but... None of us had Dallas anywhere near it. My bold prediction was Dallas. We're going to pick first in the draft, but they're bold predictions for a reason.
Yep.
All right, Drew Brees basically played like Matthew Stafford in the fourth quarter against Matthew Stafford in a loss. He threw a vital interception in the fourth quarter and led to a touchdown drive.
Drew Brees' days as, you know, an elite quarterback slipping away?
I think so. I'm not sure if it's the age, or remember he had an injury leading up, like didn't play any preseason games.
Yeah.
Had something wrong with his obliques. I don't know if that's affecting his throwing motions or ability to throw the ball down the field. I want to say that's the reason, because Drew Brees is exciting to watch, and I really like Drew Brees like just launching that thing. Like, he's, for such a little guy, he has an incredible arm. I don't know. I look at it like sort of like Tom Brady, whereas he's Tom Brady over the last 3 weeks hasn't thrown an interception, but he still looks a little bit off on his deep throws and some of his medium throws. If you can game manage that and build a playbook around what they can still do well, they've got it up top to succeed.
Yeah. I think we just need to give it a little bit more time. And then
I think they need to utilize Brandon Cooks more in the slot.
I think they need to utilize... Well, they're starting to utilize Marcus Colson a bit more.
A bit more, yeah.
And he wasn't getting any love.
You drafted Brandon Cooks in the first round. Use him.
Yep.
And give Mark Ingram the ball.
Mm-hmm. Which he has to have the ball this week.
Is there any other players in my fantasy team that I want them to give the ball to?
Nope.
Okay, that's good. Fine. All right, the Chiefs, are they a sneaky playoff team? They had a sneaky win over San Diego.
It's going to be interesting. That division's tough.
It's brutal.
It is.
But now they've got a win over San Diego. They're the same record as San Diego. They've got the tiebreak. You can't see a wildcard team coming from the AFC South.
Nope.
Can't really see one coming from the AFC East unless the Bills and Dolphins can hang around.
Hey, Dolphins, don't write them off yet.
We're not riding them off. We'll never ride them off.
We'll ride them off.
We'll ride them into the sunset.
Dolphin.
Dolphin. We'll ride that dolphin all the way to Arizona for the Super Bowl.
Across the desert.
How's a dolphin going to get them? Well, we'll work that out. We've got a few weeks.
We have a pretty high budget here at Root and White Show.
Obviously, if the nuisance is in the background and porous environment.
We're good.
All right, so Dallas, we mentioned them before. They've continued to do what they've done all year, defeating the Giants, just run the ball, open up the passing game for Romo.
What about Giants? What do you reckon?
Look, Eli wasn't that bad in that game. They just couldn't stop DeMarco Murray.
Did Eli throw a pick?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to look this up while you're talking.
All right. We'll move on. Without going into too much detail, the Packers and Cardinals continued their good start to the season. Both had wins over the Panthers and the Raiders, respectively.
I'm loving the cards.
Aaron Rodgers looked really, really good. Packers are dominant. Panthers looked done. Luckily, their division is just... Is it the worst division in football, the NFC South?
No? AFC South.
I don't think so.
No?
At least in the AFC South is a Super Bowl contender. Oh, can you see anyone in the NFC South making a deep playoff run?
All right, we'll go through the teams.
Saints? Not on their current form.
Nope.
Falcons?
Nope.
Tampa?
No.
And Carolina?
Maybe. No. their defense, what happened?
Greg Hardy, Charles Johnson hasn't been playing well. Greg Hardy's gone. Keekly got ejected. That was ridiculous how you got rejected. Absolutely ridiculous. All right, and the Texans, well, I'm going to say Ryan Fitzpatrick imploded in the last 3 minutes of the first half. Fumbles, interceptions. The Steelers stole that game from them in 3 minutes, like scored.
What
about Antonio Brown's touchdown pass? What a jack of all trades.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah. He is a stud. As good as any wide receiver in the game right now.
Anyone on your fantasy team, you just talk the shit out of them.
Love.
There you go. Look.
You're just dropping S-bombs now.
Dropping S-bombs.
Great, I'm going to have to edit that out now.
Can we...
Eli throw a pick?
This will be... No, I'm trying to think of a sound effect to cover my...
I'm not... Don't name one, because do you know how long it'll take me to find it?
I think you should just make a chicken noise.
I'm not making a chicken noise. I'm going to leave the S-word in there. All
right.
And if iTunes want to make us explicit, so be it. You've opened a really dangerous ground. Really dangerous.
No intercepts. So
how many has he got on the year? Because you have a little bold prediction battle going with Sportrepreneur from our preview episode.
I don't know if this has.
Where you said he'd have. Can't you just click on him and give you his season stats?
Is this what happens? I don't think so.
What are you on?
I'm just on the NFL.
No, I'm going to hit up ESPN's app. I think that's a little bit better. But you said he'd have. What was it? More interceptions than he had last year.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's happening. But then Scott said he should have under 10.
Which I don't think will happen either.
No. So it's definitely...
I think we're both going to lose our bold predictions.
I don't think anyone's going to get a bold prediction up.
No. Especially...
We need to go back.
No, I think I'll be all right. And it's actually Scott too. I think we'll be all right with the Cam Newton will have the most rushing yards.
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton will have the most rushing yards for Carolina Panthers this year. I think that was my bold prediction. I think I might get that one out.
Yeah. That's not bad. It's not bad at all.
All the injuries and stuff they have.
Yep. All right, we'll move on to our Week 8 preview, and then we'll finish with our mailbag.
Yep.
All right, kick us off with the Wake Up for Wembley game. So we've got Lions at Atlanta. So it's not, it is a home game for Atlanta, but it's not in a dome. And it's for Australian fans. It's on at 12:30 a.m. on Sunday night.
That's all right.
Look, and LA people have been whining. Matthew Berry and Nate Ravitz were complaining on the Fantasy Focus podcast about having to get up at 6:30 in LA to watch this game.
No.
Oh, you poor things.
Yeah, you poor guys.
You poor diddums. Honestly.
Australia has to watch all good sport in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
so.
Soccer and then this. All right, Eli Manning interceptions. Where are
we? I'll say 6 on the year. 5 or 6 on the year?
5. We're nearly half. They've got a bye and then week 9. So halfway through the year, he's got 5.
No.
His schedule remaining: at home to Indianapolis, at Seattle, San Fran, Dallas, at Jacksonville, at Tennessee, Washington, at St. Louis. There's some games there I think he could throw multiple picks.
Do they
pick
Philadelphia again?
Oh, where is it?
They must play Philly again.
They have to. Well, what's going on with this fantasy app?
Wait, just check the last game of the year. It only goes to week 16.
Oh, that's why, because we only go to playoffs. And I was on the fantasy app.
It's the last game of the year they play Philly.
There we go. So still plenty of time. I can see him throwing more than 5 in those games.
Yeah,
that stretch of games. Nothing on Eli, but there's some tough defenses in there. All right, so who are you picking, Lions or Atlanta in the London game?
It's going to be. There's still question marks over whether Calvin Johnson will play, but I still think the state of Atlanta's O-line and defense will give the win to the Lions.
Yeah, well, that Lions is the number one defense in the NFL, and they're attacking probably the worst offensive line now in the NFL.
Good luck with that.
Ezekiel Ansah, maybe Ndamukong Suh might have some...
Maybe some screen
some
passes
two sacks
that in Tone Smith.
Yeah, Tone Smith, who crashed tumbling down last week.
Mm-hmm.
Glad I traded him early. Rams at the Chiefs.
Got to go with the Chiefs on this one.
Yeah.
Even though Rams have, they showed that they're not a team to be...
Beating Seattle at home is one thing, but beating the Chiefs at Arrowhead is tough.
The second loudest.
No, I think they're the loudest now.
Didn't they get rebeaten?
I'm
actually over that battle.
I thought, does loud stadiums win championships? Is that the saying? Or is it
well,
defense?
Well, it could have won the championship last year, so...
Is it defense or... I still can't follow. The Texans at the Tennessee Titans.
I will go with the Tennessee... I mean, whoops, sorry. Whoop, Houston Texans on this one. Imagine coming in for your first ever start and having J.J. Watt run at you.
And Clowney might be back.
Yeah.
I was just singing about picking the Titans. I thought Zach Mertenberger might play some spark. It's tough to defend a new quarterback. You don't know what he's going to do, how he reacts, but... Now that Clowney is going to be playing some snaps, he might slap Mettenberger, I'm going to pick the Texans, even though I don't think the Texans are that good of a team.
I actually don't hate them. I don't like Fitzpatrick under center, but I don't mind them.
If they drafted a quarterback instead of Lewis Nix,
that'd
be a playoff team. But anyway, we move on. The Minnesota Vikings travel down to Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers.
I find this very difficult, actually.
This is a tough match.
Here's to hoping that the Vikings use McKinnon like crazy and run all over the Bucks.
You want the Vikings, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm behind. I'm gonna take a stab on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You just put W.
No, not instead of Y. It's tough when we both got the same initials.
It is.
So I've put a W for Woot and a Y for Y.
Yep.
All right. The Seattle Seahawks at the Carolina Panthers. Seattle surely won't lose 3 in a row.
You couldn't come into the start of the season even saying they'd lose 2 in a row.
Yeah.
It can't possibly go 3.
Nah, I agree, mate.
Mate. This is an Aussie podcast.
This is bloody Aussie, mate.
American sport.
Oi, the Ravens.
That's
playing the Bengals.
We're not doing this again. It's slowly already changing. Okay, Ravens at the Bengals.
Wait, mate, we better pick the Ravens. There's a big Aussie fan base, the Ravens.
There is, actually.
No, there is. It's a lot.
I believe that, yeah, actually, I'm going to go the Ravens. I think that Bengals are still struggling so much without Green. I still don't think that Green will play.
Yeah, I don't think that either. Bengals are better at home, but, look, you let Carolina score 37 points on you, so
Nope.
The Ravens are a better side than Carolina, especially offensively. And Steve Smith would appreciate that. Shout out to Steve Smith. The Dolphins. The mighty Miami Dolphins.
Podcast team.
Travel probably half an hour to Jacksonville.
Yep.
Take on the Jags.
All the way down to Florida.
Up.
Up to Florida.
From Miami up to Jacksonville.
yeah.
Dolphins. Soon to be the Wembley Jags. Maybe.
I don't know.
Team of the podcast. Welcome in. Congrats on the Jags on their first win. But
yeah.
It's going to get back to normal. Back to reality.
Yep.
The Bears at the Patriots.
I'm going to be watching this.
It's going to be a shootout.
I'm going to love it. I might put money on the Patriots. I'm going to go Patriots. It's at Gillette.
At Foxborough. Or Gillette. Same thing. Yeah. Foxborough, it's Gillette Stadium. I'm going to go the Bears because the Jets were within a field goal beating the Patriots at home. I think if it's going to be a shootout, I trust Jay Cutler more because of the weapons around him with Jeffrey and Marshall than I do with Brady with LaFell and Timms?
And
Timms?
Gronk. And Amendola. And Edelman. That's fine.
I need to catch up, man.
You're down by one.
Now I'm down by two.
Yeah, down by two.
I believe. You're up by three.
Nice.
Spot filled in very well for you.
However.
I know you would have got more. you didn't take some through.
All right.
So your loss, if you were more punctual,
It
would be right. The Buffalo Bills take on the New York Jets at home.
The Jets have got this.
You reckon the Jets?
Yep.
Wow. We're taking the Jets. I'll take the Bills riding high on Uncle Rico.
You watch Harvin get 10 yards.
10 yards average per carry or just 10?
I don't know why everyone's... Harvin.
Nah.
Wow. Yeah. Nah, nothing.
Just name.
He might free up a little bit more space for Denver. Yep. That's it.
The Philadelphia Eagles, the team... of Woot
travels
at the Cardinals, who you just said you like the Cardinals right now.
I do that very much.
I think whoever wins this, coach of the year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
Chip Kelly is a really good coach. Bruce Arians is a better coach.
Eagles.
Taking the Eagles.
Yep. As I said here, my Eagles shirt.
We're going to have a lot different this week, so this could make or break us. I'm taking the Cardinals at home. I think the Cardinals have a better quarterback. Carson Palmer is better than Nick Foles.
Nope.
All right. The mighty Indianapolis Colts. Five game win streak.
At the Steelers.
This is a really good game. I like Colts fandom aside, this is going to be a good time. You reckon the Colts will hammer?
Yeah.
I'll take the Colts as well, but I don't think it'll be a hammering.
The
Steelers are so, like steel, so hot and cold.
It'll be a drubbing.
You reckon?
Mm.
I don't like it when you say that.
No.
I reckon you're putting a hex on the Colts.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Bastard. The Raiders at the Browns.
Boring game.
I actually think this is going to be an exciting game. I want to see Derek Carr in full flight.
Derek Carr in full flight. Car flying.
Hashtag start the car.
No. Yeah,
God, I remember that in the preseason. I hated that.
Alright, I think the Browns will win.
Yeah.
Here's to hoping the Raiders win, so Manziel starts.
You want Manziel? I want to tip the Raiders because, like, I know they lost to Arizona last week and San Diego, but they were actually competitive. Derek Carr looks, like, pretty good.
Jags.
Yeah, the Cleveland were on the road.
Yeah.
And they just had an off game, I think.
Browns
after that,
decent.
They'll bounce back at home. I think they'll play all right. That's the only. If it was at Raiders, I would be tipping the Raiders.
So would I.
And it would not surprise me if the Raiders do what Jacksonville did to the Browns last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Khalil Mack is, like, so good.
Yep.
So good. All right, Sunday Night Football on NBC. The Packers at the Saints.
Sunday Night Football on NBC. Packers. Don't like the Saints at all.
No, me neither. Aaron Rodgers, prime time.
Jordy Nelson's still the most underrated wide receiver in the history of football.
Ever.
Ever.
Most underrated white wide receiver ever.
That's ridiculous.
Give him some love. Pro Bowl voting open. Vote for him.
Yeah.
Honestly, please vote for him.
If he doesn't make it, I'll cry.
Yeah. Actually, don't vote for him. I want to see Woot cry. All right, Monday Night Football. The Washington football team traveled to Dallas to take on the Cowboys.
Nothing can go past the Cowgirls.
Well, I don't know. Colt McCoy, Dallas is where he made his name. Back in the home state, Longhorns. Doing a Longhorn logo right now.
I'm shaking my head.
No, I'm taking the Cowboys.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for the mailbag.
You got mail. Goodbye.
All right, our mailbag, Robert Shrembri's back with one of his other crazy hypothetical questions. I'm going to put it aside because it would just take us forever to figure out. And I'm thinking what we should do with Shrembri is once the season's finished and the off season's on, there's not as much content to talk about.
I think
we should have Shrembri on.
Yeah.
And he could probably give us like 5 or 6 hypotheticals and just be the Shrembri hour.
Oh, I like this.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah? And he can have, like, this is the question he asked us. There are 3 minutes left in the Super Bowl. Your team is down by 5 and it's on its own 1.
Yep.
You get to choose 1 quarterback, 1 running back, 1 wide receiver to lead your team. Who do you take?
I like this. We could actually do this now.
You want to do it right now?
Yeah.
He said, conversely, what if you are on the other side and you get 2 corners, 1 pass rusher, and 1 defensive tackle?
Crap.
That's what I'm saying. It's a lot. We're nearly out of time.
Yep.
But if you want to be quick about it, we can do it now. But I think, Shrembri, this is an open invitation for you, son, to come on the show in the offset.
My show.
Come on down.
Come on down.
And look, tweet us where you live, man. We might actually
pop by.
You could actually come and like be in the studio, or what looks like some sort of abandoned warehouse.
Yeah.
I promise we won't rob you.
No.
And
I'm not promising.
Yeah. We are from the Southwest. All right. So 1 quarterback, 1 running back, 1 wide receiver. You go first.
Brady.
You taking Brady?
Taking Tom Brady.
Right now.
Yeah.
Okay. 1 running back.
This is difficult. It's a toss-up between Marshall and Frank Gore. I would go...
Frank Gore?
Yeah, that guy just does it okay. for me. Oh, no, I'd say Lynch.
You take Lynch and 1 receiver.
1 wide receiver?
Yeah.
It's pretty tough, too.
It's so hard because you're trying to think of a guy...
But then, again, there's a couple. Like we just said, Jordy Nelson could very well be that guy. But then again, I'd also pick, like, Demaryius Thomas's clutch in the end zone.
Yeah, very clutch.
Yeah, I'd pick him.
So you've got Brady, Lynch, and Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go out there and go with Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
My running back, it's tough. It's very tough. I'll take Jamal Charles.
Mm-hmm.
I like that he's in the pass game as well.
Yeah.
Especially heading to the sideline if you've got a limited time. And my wide receiver...
We probably should have done 2 running backs.
Yeah.
Because they, you know.
Yeah, they do alternate on and off. Look, if I was doing 2 running backs, I really like what Le'Veon Bell's doing this year.
Yep.
Right now. And my 1 wide receiver, you mentioned him before. I think Jordy Nelson is just, like, some of the catches he makes on the sideline, I just think if Peyton Manning's throwing the ball, you'd get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so now on the defensive side, you get 2 corners, a pass rusher, and a defensive tackle.
All right, pass rusher?
I think it's JJ. We got JJ. Turn down for what?
JJ.
We've established that.
Right, 2 corners?
Yeah.
I would pick, at the moment,
yeah.
I'd pick Vontae.
Yeah, I would also pick Vontae Davis.
And I would pick...
I'm still picking Richard Sherman.
I'd probably go Joe Hayden.
Really?
Someone like Joe
Hayden. I don't know. He's had a rough year.
I don't know. Really rough. Someone like that.
I still think Richard Sherman, like, in clutch moments like that, he just delivers. Like, all if right. you need him
I'll
for
go,
one play.
I'll go. What's his name still?
Revis. Yeah. And one defensive tackle.
One defensive tackle.
That's tough. Damn it, Shrembury.
Because what's his name? Atkins is out.
Yeah. Is he?
Isn't he?
To be honest, I have not been paying much attention to the Bengals' defense because they're just being walked on right now.
Should I ask Siri?
No. One defensive. I'll take Ndamukong Suh right now. He's playing unreal.
Yeah, he's playing
and
well.
And our second best, Gerald McCoy. But in that situation, you got a team throwing the ball. Gerald McCoy is really good in the run stop. I think Sue can actually get pressure on the quarterback. So I would take Sue or Sa.
All right, I'll go Geno.
You're going to take Geno Atkins?
No, he's not out. He's still good.
He's still good?
Yeah.
It's just the rest of the
Bengals I read injury, too. But, you know, he's not on the injury.
Oh, that's all right then. All right, so that's a pretty good question from Shrembury. He also asked us to name our top five fantasy defenses going forward.
Top five. Detroit,
yes.
Your defense, balling.
Who's got an easy...
I think you still like Philadelphia, yeah. Only because their special teams have been really, really good.
I think that's exactly right. I think special teams is becoming such a... You can just... Philly's the prime example that why... It's not just about stopping points scored.
No,
you know
that's
I mean?
Right. It's takeaways as well.
Yeah.
So Green Bay is good for takeaways as well. Like, that's just guaranteed points.
Yeah.
The Texans are always good for, like, a sack and a fumble recovery. Seattle have had negative games.
Seattle are roughly ranked 20-something.
The Patriots, still not too bad. Gerard Mayo's lost Hurts. Oh, the Broncos.
Yeah, Broncos, good.
Yeah, so we've got Lions, Broncos, Texans,
I would
and Buffalo.
All right, you know what? If you want a defense for the finals in fantasy...
Yeah.
Jacksonville, week 13. Houston, week 16. Then yeah. You lost there. If you're, you know, if you're playing like us to week 16,
yep.
The final game, you want Jackson... Baltimore's playing Jacksonville and Houston the last 2 weeks.
Baltimore
Ravens.
Not a bad, so sneaky pick up there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in line for the playoffs, but yeah, I think if you've got Broncos, Lions, Buffalo, and Philly, I think you're quite happy. And Texans, I think you're quite happy. And just don't drop them. Don't overreact to one bad game.
It's defense as well.
It's tough, but it just proves that no defense is safe picking early. Like, people got Seattle in like the 8th round.
Yep, don't
Are you
reach.
Kidding?
Don't
like,
reach.
You could have got Steve Smith in the 8th round.
Can't even remember who I picked up.
Yeah, exactly. All right, at Justin12 wants to know, Percy Harvin, do we keep him, do we drop him to the bench, or do we trade him?
If you can trade him for name value,
yeah.
Do it, but I wouldn't even have a problem with dropping him.
I would keep him just for 2 weeks to see how he performs on the Jets. If it's the same, I would drop him.
If they use him as a normal wide receiver...
The problem is I haven't seen him run down the field except for that taken back touchdown.
Yeah.
Where he was sort of in the slot anyway and just did a slot.
Yeah, if they do the normal wide receiver things, how they used him at Minnesota, he could actually be decent.
Yeah. I think it's just a hold, maybe have him on your bench for a couple of weeks, and then, yeah, if you can or trade him now on name value, as Josh said, you're like, oh, Percy Harvin, yeah. Yeah, no, just...
Depends
just
who's in your league, man. It's all.
Yeah.
It's all about... Other people in your league. Well,
yeah,
informed,
who can...
Or?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Who can be that fool?
Yeah, just be like, oh, he's got like 98 speed in Madden. People will be like, what?
All right. Scott, friend of the podcast, he wants to know, will the Raiders chalk up a win this year? And if so, against who? So I'll go through their remaining schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not looking good. Apart from this week, Cleveland. This is probably their best chance to win a game.
Should we get on the Raiders bandwagon then this week?
Maybe we should. All right, after they play Cleveland, they're at Seattle.
Dead.
Denver.
Dead.
At San Diego.
Whew, dead.
Kansas City.
Smashed.
At St. Louis.
Why do they have to play that entire division in a row?
At St. Louis.
Wow, yeah.
At San Fran. At Kansas City. And then they face Buffalo. And then in week 17, Sorry, I'm using the fantasy app here. Let's see who they've got. But Cleveland is their best chance so far. They play the Broncos in week 17.
I'm going to call up. All right, if they don't win this week, I'm going to call up a sporting agency and put down money that Oakland don't win a game for the rest of the year.
This is their best chance.
What do you reckon about that bet?
I like it. I put money on them to be winless a couple of seasons ago, and they managed 3 wins, and that was annoying. That was thanks to Terrell Pryor.
Thanks, Terrell.
Thanks, Terrell. Damn, Terrell, what a name. Terrell. Yep. All right. So, yeah, I think this week's their best chance. All right. Last question is from Elliot. He wants to know, this week, does he start Cutler or Ryan Tannehill? Tannehill at the Jags and Cutler playing the Patriots.
Tannehill this week.
You think?
Yeah. I've got Cutler.
Are you starting him?
I'm starting him.
Who's your other option? Oh, you dropped...
I dropped Dalton.
Yeah.
Dalton's been driving me a little bit crazy. I picked up RG3.
That's right, you did. Hope for next week. I just... Talking about how you should always think a couple of weeks ahead in fantasy. I have Andrew Luck, and he has his bye in week 10. So this week I picked up Ben Roethlisberger because they play the Jets in week 10, who have a terrible secondary.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that pick. I would have preferred probably to pick up another wide receiver or a tight end because Owen Daniels is banged up, but I've got to think about my bye week, and Andrew Luck is a very good asset.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're starting Cutler even though...
I'm starting Cutler,
but in if his you position, had Tannehill...
I would start Tannehill.
I would also... No, actually, I'll start Cutler.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a toss-up, man. I don't think.
I just think that game's going to be a shootout. I just think it's going to be a shootout. So, we'll wait and see. And he also wants to know what Bryce Brown's prospects are in Buffalo. Like, what do you think we'll see out of him? To be honest, I think Fred Jackson will be back in, like, 2 or 3 weeks.
So do I.
He's incredibly tough.
8-week injury, he'll be back in 2.
He's just... Remember the last... Was it last year or the year before he had, like, an ankle injury?
Yeah.
And people were dropping him and, like, oh, he's out for 6 weeks and he was back in a fortnight.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
He's made of bricks.
He's absolutely made of bricks. Look, you would probably be more knowledgeable about Bryce Brown being a Philly fan. Do you think if he comes in and plays a good game, they're not going to re-sign Spiller? Or they're not going to re-sign Spiller anyway?
It's tough because I still think Spiller's talented. Yeah, on a different team maybe.
I don't think Spiller is the fit in Buffalo.
Neither do I. So I think you traded a 4th-round pick for Bryce Brown to sit him 4th in your depth chart.
Yeah.
Bills, come on.
I think they're redshirting him for next year, but like this is the perfect time to see what value you got on that investment.
So, it's a bit tough. Saying that though, Dixon is in front of him.
Yeah. Well, so, Dixon's a solid guy. Like, he's just
in both
like,
senses
yeah,
of the word.
Yeah, well, like, he's a good pass blocker and he knows the playbook. Like, not knows the playbook, but you know that he's studied the playbook and you know what you're going to get out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Bryce Brown is that type of guy that, like, could score from anywhere on the field.
Yeah, he's Darren Sproles-esque.
Yeah.
To a degree.
Yeah.
He's quick as
life. Look, if you've picked him up on your waiver wire, it's not a bad pickup.
No, if I could have, I probably would have.
If I needed someone for this week, I'd probably take Dixon. Yeah. But long term, I don't know, Bryce Brown intrigues me a little bit.
This is the same conundrum we had with Asiata and McKinnon.
And I failed miserably at that. I just didn't have the patience. I was frustrated with Adrian Peterson, who, by the way, is probably never playing for the Vikings ever again.
That's true. Especially with how well McKinnon's actually
gone. Yeah, he's actually gone all right. And that's with, like, teams, like, not even respecting the pass game at the moment because Teddy Bridgewater hasn't quite got there yet. He just has no time.
It's a good matchup against Tampa Bay.
Yeah, this hopefully is Teddy's coming out party.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he can have a good game. Anything else before we wrap it up?
Jared Hayne?
Yeah.
Trial opportunity?
Yeah, well, that was reported directly after the show by Fox Sports, after we said not to listen to Fox Sports. Someone picked us up on it by saying we're reporting Fox Sports.
Yeah.
Look, Fox Sports can report on the news. I just said be careful of some of the opinion pieces. Speaking of that, there was one in the paper during the week, Nick Walshaw in the Telegraph, talked about injuries in the NFL. And he said basically even when Hayne doesn't make it, he would basically get injured anyway. It was a ridiculous article talking about how prevalent injuries are in the NFL. and how like 62 players get injured before the season even starts. But like there's 90 players, 32 teams.
Yep.
Like if you look at NRL squads of 25 and how many teams is there? 16?
Yep.
I'm sure the percentage of injuries per player would be exactly the same. 2,800 players. Yep. So that like 62 players got season ending injuries before. Like that's ridiculous. Like and he just basically over dramatized it all and was just pocketing on the Jarryd Hayne story and how popular he is, and basically said he will get injured.
Yeah.
And that was ridiculous. But their reports were from sources, and there was a couple of they quoted some American things that he has trials lined up. They didn't say when.
Yeah.
But he has a film crew following around for like a documentary, which I think is so smart.
Yeah.
Because like even if he makes it or doesn't make it, it'll be interesting to see behind the scenes the training that he did, the meetings he had with agents and team representatives, and just see how things like that would work, because it's such a unique like story of someone just leaving at the top of their game in another country to follow the NFL. Yeah. It's just a crazy journey.
This could be the NFL, an NFL film.
It could be.
Could be an NFL film.
30 for 30. What if I told you that a boy from Minto became an NFL kick returner?
That would be amazing. Dun! It would be an incredible story if he could play in the NFL.
Yeah, and look, it would even if he doesn't make it, even if it fizzles out in 6 months, he's back playing for Parramatta, I would watch that documentary. Like, I would pay money to go and see that
and
documentary.
And I would watch Jarryd Hayne even more than we already did.
Good on you, Hainesy. Yeah, good luck.
Yep.
Anything else before we wrap it up? We've hit the hour mark now.
I don't think so. I think that's all good.
Just follow us on Twitter. I'm at Josh War.
I'm at Josh Root. Sorry, hydrating. It's hot.
It is very hot in here. And it's not just us.
No.
Ayo! Follow us at Woot NY. Like us on Facebook. Please subscribe on iTunes. Look, just download. You don't even have to listen.
We'll be back on
Tuesday.
Tuesday. We'll be recording on Tuesday, which is good. Halfway show.
Yeah.
NFL halfway.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We're going to... it's the halfway award season.
Yep.
So if you have any awards, like any ridiculous awards... I wrote an article for US Sport Down Under last year and I made up a whole heap of awards. So I might sort of reuse those awards this year and we'll probably have obviously different winners. And, tweet us what you think, a question or a halfway. Like we're going to do MVP, Rookie of the Year, all that sort of stuff. But something unique as well. That'd be cool. And Tuesday will now be our new regular. So we'll be up on Wednesday mornings.
Yeah, before the Thursday game.
Yeah, which is good. And so it'll be fresh off the week. So week 8 will be fresh in our minds for the recap. And it'll be the earliest preview of the next week.
Yeah.
So you can get on the front foot. We'll have some fantasy advice as well.
So we'll probably do our normal show plus the halfway award. So it'll be a little bit longer.
Probably. Yeah, probably. Yep. All right, see you later.
Ciao.